This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. As a sex advice columnist who deals with the details of people's intimate lives, the writer Dan Savage isn't easily ruffled. But one thing did make him uncomfortable: seeing his own story live on stage.
Dear Dan, I have a problem. I mean a problem with sex.
Dear Dan, I have an issue.
Savage's 1991 memoir, The Kid, about adopting a son with his boyfriend, is now an off-Broadway musical.
The music's really great. The lyrics are great. The show's really good. But it's impossible for, I think, me and my boyfriend to watch it without just wanting to curl up in the fetal position on the floor, because it's our story on stage.
The Kid is the story of an open adoption where the birth mother maintains a relationship with the adoptive family. Dan and Terry's birth mother is a homeless teenager named Melissa who survives by asking for change on the street.
Spirit changing. When you're living on the street, it's something that you do so you can eat. Spirit changing. Just a little.
Much of the dramatic tension in The Kid arises from Dan and Terry's relationship with Melissa. Savage says the onstage version was true to life.
Particularly, you know, the birth of our son and the placement when we had to take him literally out of his birth mother's arms in the hospital and leave with him, which is what she wanted, but it was the hardest thing she ever had to do in her life, and was, she was devastated. To see that reenacted and so faithfully is, you know, we both sat there and cried again.
Despite its focus on gay parenting, The Kid doesn't stress a political agenda. Instead, it illustrates the difficulties of adoption and the daily life of Savage and his boyfriend Terry Miller. Director Scott Elliott says he hopes gay and straight couples will have a similar experience of the show.
I do hope that people come in and sort of like can watch this story and watch this gay couple in love in search of a family and sort of abandon all preconceived notions of that.
Savage, Miller, and their son DJ, who's now 12 years old, saw a preview of The Kid. Savage says his son liked it.
There's a couple of songs that he heard that now he sings to us in the house, because whenever there's a situation that the song could possibly be appropriate for, he'll sing the song and jump around. And it's become a good vehicle for him to tease his dad, so he's kind of digging it.
The Kid is running through May 29th at the New Group Theater.
And oh my God, we are so far from ready. I'm gonna fade, I gotta keep it steady. We haven't even bought a single bib, or a car seat, or a stroller, or a high chair, or Christ the crib.
This is WNYC.
She chose us, she wants us. I think I'm gonna need a stiff martini.